This is the Mind Your Business podcast.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Mind Your Business podcast. My name is Matt Williams. I'm joined, as always, by Alan Clark. And his ears are covered by headphones at the moment. But Alan, it sounds like you're a busy boy at the moment. Life's good, right?
Life is good. And I am doing what I love doing. However, there is a downside, and that's what we're going to get into today.
Excellent. Well, that's exciting stuff. So this is episode 46 as well, which is phenomenal. We're coming up to a whole year's worth of weekly podcast, which is just awesome. And as I've said in 45 previous podcasts, what are we talking about today, Alan?
So we're going to talk about something which we've just coined up 5 minutes ago called task creep. And it's particularly relevant to my business right now. And I was bending your ear just before we went on air, but actually in a load and load of conversations I'm having with my clients, task creep is certainly an issue. And it's an issue in big businesses, and it's an issue in small businesses. And quite frankly, it's getting in the way.
I love this. And I think if we end up going on the conversation path that I think we're going to, this ties really, really nicely in with all the conversations we've had about pricing. I think that's a big part of this. But why don't you tell us your initial thoughts, and where did this topic come from, Alan? Is it because you are literally facing this in your business and it's kind of come to the forefront of your mind, or your clients seeing this a lot, or something else? Where are we?
I think I'll start with myself. Yes, I have noticed that I have become busier and busier. And I coach a lot about busyness, and it's a bit of the physician heal thyself. So I'm really great conversations that really help people see that having a clearing, having space is a wonderful thing for themselves, their thinking, their performance, their results in a business, and that's great. And I've started to notice that actually I'm now becoming busier and busier with less time to think. And, you know, it's, I guess, reached a bit of a peak in the last 2 weeks where truly starting to feel that my service levels actually to my clients are under threat. And not so much in the actual conversations, but, you know, the sort of after conversation stuff. Yeah. And that is not me, and it's not what I want for my business. And, you know, really, when I sat with it for a minute, which is ironic, when I actually gave myself some space to think about that, I realized what was happening. And we've mentioned it before. One of the big tasks that creep up on entrepreneurs is administration. And we know that there are solutions and antidotes, and we'll probably get into some of that. But it's that started to really take over quite a lot of my time, and in subtle ways, not even standard email. There's other admin coming up left, right, center, but there's other stuff as well. But actually, I've noticed in more and more in my coaching, busyness is coming up as a real issue. It's getting in the way. It's not helpful. And I don't know why in March 2022, I'm having loads of conversations about it, but it's a thing. It's getting in the way. And I'd love that to be our conversation today. So we'll call it task creep.
Yeah. It's procrastination is a massive part of this, right? A lot of, you know what you should be doing, but there's an easier job or a nicer job or, you know, something that's been stressing you out until you just get that pile of admin dealt with in order to kind of give yourself peace of mind. And that's at the detriment to delivering something to your client or looking after your team or whatever else, right? So, and it also comes down quite nicely to following on from that conversation we had a couple of weeks ago about the CEO role. So it's understanding what role are you performing in your business, and does the admin function form part of the role that you've, your job description, or is it better outsourced to a virtual assistant or employing an administrator, or it's really difficult for small businesses to make that leap to outsource work because they've managed to do it themselves. So they you know, they can do it themselves, but it's causing stress. It's whether the stress relief outweighs the extra expense, isn't it? How much are you willing to spend to offload? Because you could do this with your business, Alan, without wanting to give you a reverse coaching session. You could outsource your finances to a competent bookkeeper, and you could outsource your admin to a VA, and suddenly you're just delivering your coaching sessions and living your best life. But that comes with a cost. And you have to, how many coaching sessions do you have to deliver extra to cover the cost of not doing any more admin? That's the conversations you'd be having with your clients, I suspect, right?
And I first of all, I welcome your reverse coaching session.
I really enjoy being the coach in this.
It's brilliant. It's really good. And he is. I know this is people are listening to this, but there's a very big smile in Matt Williams' face right now. So it's great. Do you know what? Yes. And we talked about the role of emotion about 2 or 3 weeks back as well. And very often emotion is another thing that can seriously get in the way of quite a lot of things. And emotion for me rears its head here. And I think one of the biggest emotions involved is guilt. I don't know, it's guilt. So let me explain myself. So when you are an entrepreneur and at any level, but say it's me, and I know that I can do task X, task Y, task Z, there is a bit in me of what's wrong with me that I can't do this. You know, even though I am, as I say, a professional coach now for 4 years and loads of experience in leadership, there is still a bit in me, and it's a big bit that goes, what is wrong with you? You need to work harder, or you need to go and read a book, and you should be able to do that, right? So I have, there's a guilt, and I know guilt comes up for a lot of people as well. That's why they hold on to it. And yes, there is also a cost, absolutely. So you've got two big barriers straight away if the solution, and there's more than, well, there's loads of solutions, one of which is outsourcing, is cost, and is emotion, and let's say it's guilt. But actually, you know, you're right. You can get an immense freedom if you do some work on the guilt, because the guilt's nonsense. I mean, it is nonsense. Why would you do this task when you're better doing something else that's bringing more value into your company and somebody better can do that task? That doesn't really stand up, apart from the cost. But if you shift the guilt, work on the cost, then suddenly you're absolutely right. You are in danger of living your best life, to quote Matt Williams, 3rd of March, 2022. So, yeah, good. Right. I feel as if I want to hog this entire podcast, but I'm not going to. So I'm going to hand over to you again.
No, you're welcome to, Alan. However, what I think the other, when you said, let's talk about task creep, my initial thoughts went to a phrase that's really popular in my industry, and that's scope creep, which is slightly, it's a different thing, but it's related. But I wondered if we look at the task creep world, this not getting the task that you should be doing done because you're doing other tasks, and apply the logic that we use to get around scope creep, wonder whether there's a benefit to our listeners of that, basically. But so let me just set the scene for what scope creep is for those that don't know. So we, as professional services businesses, and you're involved in this, right? You offer a service to your customers of this thing, and maybe this thing, and that's what you get paid for. But because you become a trusted advisor, you also get conversations and phone calls and queries from your clients about this thing, which are outside the scope of what you're getting paid for. So for in our world, it's really straightforward. Let's say we do the year-end accounts and corporation tax return for a client. And then they'll ring me up and they'll say, Matt, I don't know, my bookkeeper's really ill this week. Could you just do my VAT return for me? Or could you just put this 6-month report together for my mortgage broker? Or could you just, right? And generally, as helpful people, and this is not the thing of my business, this is every professional services business, the default position is, yes, of course we can. Bam, 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 bam. We'll put down this work that we're doing that we're getting paid for. and we will pick up this bit of work and we'll delight you, Mr. Client, and we won't bill you for it because that would be embarrassing. So we just do this extra work for free. That's the biggest issue we have in our business today. And it's the biggest issue in most professional services businesses, right? It comes back, it boils down to capacity and staff and stuff. But the reality is, all your capacity issues and your staff issues are caused by scope creep, by doing work that you're not getting paid for. And so hence me saying right at the start, I think this is a pricing issue, right? Because the way to combat scope creep is to be really clear about what you're actually doing for your customers. And at the first point, when they say, can you just, your not default answer is, yes, of course. It should be, yes, and it costs this much. And then we teach our guys, if your client then says, well, hold on, you know, God, you charge for everything. We have a really neat, and I'm giving all the tools away because half of my clients listen to this. But the reality is, if a client says to me, Matt, that's great, you're doing that, but why, you know, you're billing me for everything, I'll have that conversation with them and say, yeah, because we teach you to bill for everything. So if you, because the scope creep is in professional services, but it's in everything as well, right? It's in, we use the example of a kitchen fitter that, you know, if he goes out and creates a kitchen and then at the point of their fitting it, the customer says they want brass handles rather than wooden handles, he should be charging for those brass handles. But the wooden handles he's already made, he needs to charge for those as well, because that's, you know, the client's changed the parameters. There should be an extra bill and people should be expecting to pay that. You don't go to Mercedes and at the last minute of you bought your car and you decide you want the, you know, a child's car seat in the back. They don't give it you for free, do they? Charge you for it. Of course they do. And that's how it should be for every business. Anyway, coming right the way back, and I appreciate I've just been waffling now, but off topic, is this scope creep thing of wanting to deliver best quality product and not worry about the bill at the end of it, the price. Does that correlate to task creep, which is similar in terms of we don't want to bill scope creep, we don't want to spend our time in this place, or we don't account for our time properly with task creep. But that kind of, it comes to the position of wanting to be all things to all men, but not recognizing that that needs to come with a change, right? We need to charge more task wise. We want to do everything, but we can't, and we need to understand there needs to be a change there in how we do things.
You've got some great insights there, and actually, let's call them the creep cousins, right? So let's imagine there's a family of creep.
Well, I suspect live in Swindon, but
oh dear, I couldn't possibly comment. but imagine there is a family called Creep. They're the Creep family. They're bad news. They're not great to be about. And actually we should be aware of the creeps, and you know, and this is where giving yourself some space every week just to think, have I got creeps in my business and where are they and what do I want to do about it? But you're right, in my task creep, there's for sure things that I'm not getting paid for that I'm doing that are stopping me doing things that could be a direct payment stroke generate interest in business. So you're absolutely right. There's links in there. But I love the phrase that the creep cousins, because there is a subtlety to them. They're slightly different, but what they are doing is stealing your attention and stealing your time and quite frankly getting in the way.
So let's go back to your task creep issue then.
Yeah.
Can we fix it with our fix that we use for scope creep? So can you look at some of the work that you do? And I'm picking on you, but this is any business can look at themselves here. Are we doing stuff for our customers that we're not getting paid for?
Mm-hmm.
That we, and I'm not suggesting you become that law firm that charges customers for picking up the phone to them, because no, that is not what we want to be. But are you delivering extra advice, services, products, whatever to your customers that if you build for, not only does it give you a revenue bump, but it covers you? That might be enough in an average small business to generate enough extra revenue and cash to cover outsourcing the admin jobs. So you've killed two birds with one stone. You're getting paid full value for the advice and the product you're giving. And you're also freeing yourself up to deliver more of it because you've now got enough revenue to outsource the, you know, the boring admin or the difficult numbers or whatever else is that you don't like doing, or the marketing, right? Lots of people have a go. Yeah, they know they should be posting on social media every day, but they don't because it's the bottom task on the list and they never get to it, right?
I think there is, in my business, there's probably two elements there that would apply. But no, am I doing things that I'm not getting paid for out with my clients? I would say probably there's not a lot of that going on, to be fair. There's not a lot of going on that. And I do offer, look, text in between or give me a call or something like that. But, you know, again, it's not a huge amount of that. What is definitely taking my time is the amount of administration that I'm currently doing on calendar invites. And I've realized when I've actually done the maths, I'm thinking, good grief, Alan, how could you not have even thought that would have been an issue? But the truth is, and this is incredible, I actually enjoy these emails that go, how are you doing? Looking forward to our next, what about these dates? And then I get an email back. And I think this is great. I'm talking to people, right? But it's absurd because the emails take X amount. They're probably not what my client wants to read either. And there's always some dates kicking about. Now, you times that by 30 or 40. Suddenly there's a whole raft of time there, so that I am definitely now realized that is a task creep massive, and it's sneaked up on me, and it's going to get addressed. And then pricing, you know, if I did raise my prices, then, you know, yes, I could have be servicing less clients, and then there's more space in there as well. Do I want that? Not really. I love doing what I'm doing. So I having a month full of coaching conversations is what I want to do. Thus, everything else I want to seriously get the task creep turned around with his friend, the scope creep, and get them out the door. But there's two things directly in my business. So that admin round calendar appointments now has just got silly. And prices ?
And how much time, and this does feel like a coaching session now, how much time do you spend a week, Alan, doing your admin?
I can't tell you, but it's quite a lot.
And but it's more than 3 hours?
Yes.
So that's one client, right? A typical client who you get 3 hours a month. Yep.
He's good. Ladies and gentlemen, Matt is good.
You could easily pick up one new client. Or service one extra client than what you're already doing, and your quid's in. But not only that, but you're expanding the people you're in your network, the people you're working with, the raving fans of exponential coaching. But it's difficult. It's difficult to. I think this is possibly more relevant in smaller businesses. It's difficult to let go of some of those things because if we think it through, you're giving up. If you give up your kind of diary management and that outreach, that's a big part of the kind of experience of your business, right? Is that you get to deal directly with you have emails, other bits going on in the emails, it's an extra points of contact with their coach for these business owners. If you give that away, I could see it. You know, you're not gonna, you're gonna lose a bit of contact with your clients personally. You're also gonna have to be 100% comfortable that the person you employ to do that has the same tone of voice, the same kind of absolutely customer service ethos, absolutely understands that, like, the flexibility, right? You, I know this from experience, if you've got a spare hour and someone needs something fitting in, you know what's going on outside of work that you can fit them in. Whereas, you know, virtual assistant is going to have a hard stop. We don't book meetings past 5 o'clock in the evening or whatever. So they lose a bit of everything, but what's the counter to that? What happens if you don't make this change? What happens to the business, right?
That I know, and that's it's a cracking point. And what happens to my business is it stays limited. You know, that stays limited. Now, I've been speaking to larger businesses, and, you know, and a couple of great examples, and you've been doing this in Cypher as well, a couple of great examples over the last week is that investment in a general manager type position, and that's taking that entrepreneur into the CEO role. We're starting to talk about that again, And I've spoken to them on the lead up to that investment and also how it's feeling now. And that's transformational. You know, it's transformational. They're both examples. I've recruited really good people in these positions that they're investing in training, and the difference is incredible. So, you know, task creep for sure was coming up, and the antidote, a bigger business, is another person in the what do you call it, the org chart, and away you go. So yeah, that's so it is a thing in any business for any leader, CEO, owner, and there's different solutions. And you're right, in my example, handing over my calendar, you know, used to, right up till 4 weeks ago, I wasn't seeing it at this level. I hadn't seen the task creep. And that's the thing, task creep is subtle. And that's why it's a creep, it's subtle. And B, I do hold on to my calendar tight. It is my calendar, you know. Actually, today talking, I'd give it away tomorrow, and I'm going to. Maybe not tomorrow, because I've got to drive to Scotland. That's more task creep, but that's a different story. But yeah, very soon, I'm going to go out, and the service levels will improve, and they will improve. But somebody else is doing that, but overall, my service to my clients will improve because of that.
It's liberating when you do get a permanent task off of your desk and it stays off of your desk and it just starts working. But it's not all sunshines and rainbow, and it takes time to get to that point, right? Because you'll do that's the joy of human beings, right? In the majority of the world, unless you're in a production line factory, which is really prescriptive, everyone does everything. Everyone approaches everything slightly differently. Mm-hmm. And so everyone's system is a kind of hybrid of the old incumbent and the new person in the system, right? And you might take a bit of what they did because it was good, and then you do it your own way, and that's kind of the joy of it, really. So I want to just pivot slightly here, because we mentioned pricing again. You said your other option is to increase your prices, and I'm not going to advocate for you doing one thing or another, but I feel like this is the right time to have this conversation in general, because it's a conversation I'm having with customers all the time now. When the last time you put your prices up? Because all we hear in the press is cost of living is increasing. All whatever business you run, there are increased costs in it. If you've got any kind of power utility kind of cost in your business, it's going up, right? Insurance is going up. Professional fees are going up. Wage bills are going up because your employees' costs are going up. Everything, right? If you're in the building trade, the price of things like cement and fence panels and bricks and all of that are going up massively because they're not being produced. Farming. I was talking to a farmer the other day. The price of fertilizer for his field has gone up 5 times in a year. It's 5 times more expensive this year than it was. There's no way that doesn't have an impact in the food chain, right? The cost of bread has got to go up because the cost of wheat has cost 5 times more to grow, right? But yeah, so many businesses, I'm like, well, I don't want to put my price up because I'm just going to add an extra cost on. And so all that means, if you don't put your price up when all your costs are going up, then you're delivering more work for less money. And that is not the way to grow your business or grow your, or kind of, you're doing yourself a disservice if you don't put your price up. But what you're doing is you're running yourself kind of into the ground, right? There's going to have a mental health impact on that, because you're still as busy as you've always been. And you're not making the money now, and the business gets more difficult. And, you know, it's got to be a conversation at the forefront of every business owner's mind. I'm not saying go out and profiteer, but you need to be well aware that you maintain your margin. If nothing else, you maintain your margin at what it was last year. And if that means you need to put your price up, because all your competitors are in the same position, right? So you're not going to be out on a limb. But yeah, what do you think about that, Alan, as a whole?
I think it's really wise. I really do. You know, it's even for the fact alone of energy prices, you know, I was speaking to somebody today who helps businesses with their energy prices, right? And he'd been predicting since October that this is going to go through the roof, triple, quadruple energy prices. Now, these are businesses that were maybe paying, I don't know, $3,000 a month. It's now $12,000 a month. So it's really, really significant. And he has just been, his phone has melted, a bit like you in the month of May in 2020 with lockdown. You know, exactly the same. And you know, he's doing his best to get them better deals. But, you know, that's just one line. And to your point, if you're in a farming business, you've got the fertilizer, you've got X, Y, Z. So you are going to be very disadvantaged if you don't. Now, the other thing, and we say this all the time, is I suspect your service is better than it was last year. Those of us that really give a damn about our clients and about our business are just getting better and better all the time. You know, we've called it client astonishment on this podcast. It's phenomenal. And it's such a valuable thing in business. So you're getting better and better. And if you don't even think about rising your prices up to reflect not just the service levels, but actually the context of the world right now, you know, you're doing yourself and your business a huge disadvantage. And yeah, you're well open to task creep and scope creep and everything else. You know, there's going to be some bad behaviors, isn't there, in the price increases? We've been 2 years through a pandemic. It seems to be an automatic default position now that prices are going to just shut up. But that's what's happening. And I don't want this podcast to start a super hyperinflation in the UK. But, you know, you don't leave yourself disadvantaged. Be reasonable and give it some quality thought.
I mean, the reality is if you're underpriced and you have scope creep in your business, that's a dangerous position to be, because you're not charging the right amount for the work that you're doing, and you're doing work that you're not even getting paid for. So it's a double whammy. So definitely it's important to understand where the risk is in your business. Where's the potential task creep? Where's the potential scope creep? And what's your pricing look like? But yeah, it's a dangerous position to be in if you've got all three of those in your business. I suspect there is a lot of businesses that do have all three, because it is they're all those creep cousins are difficult to spot. Like you said, they're subtle, they're sneaky, and you don't realize they're there until you kind of turn around and they're sat in the chair next to you, kind of thing, right? So
I was for 30 seconds absolutely devastated that I'd walked around for the last 3 months and not seen one of the creep cousins, and he was becoming more and more obvious, making more and more noise, jumping up and down in front of me, and I still wasn't seeing him. And then I burst out laughing when suddenly I actually saw him hiding behind the filing cabinet. I went, oh my goodness, you've been in my office for 3 months, I haven't seen you. So when you do see it, actually, it's liberating, because then you can do something about it. You really, really can. So when you do discover a creep cousin, okay, learn from it and then get rid.
Show him the door. Yes. I mean, Just, I'm conscious we're pretty much out of time now. I had an email this week from a potential new client who we spoke to last year, right? They came to us last year, we gave them a proposal, and we in one of our ways of combating scope creep is that we put everything we think we might need to do for a client in the proposal. So some clients then come back to us and say, well, you're more expensive, and it's because we're going to bill you for everything that we do, and it means you're not going to get ambushed, blah, blah, blah. I'm not trying to sales pitch my business, but that's how we deal with that, right? I got an email this week from this guy who said, you may remember us, we spoke last year, we went with, and he named the other firm, which I thought was quite interesting, but I'm not going to name them here because that would be rude. But they named the other firm. We went with them because they were much cheaper than you. And I'm really sorry, it was a massive mistake, because they were only cheaper than you because they didn't put half of what they were going to do in the proposal. And then they billed us and billed us and billed us, ended up about the same as what your proposal had in it, but the service was shocking, and we've not got what we wanted. We've not achieved what we wanted out of the relationship. So does your price still stand from last year? And I haven't responded to it yet, but I'm going to go back and say, well, no, because unfortunately, you know, it costs more to run a business now, blah, 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 and here's the new price. But it kind of made me smile to myself, not because he's gone to another firm and it's not worked, but that you're always, you're, better. I could have given him a discount. I could have taken last year. When I gave him that proposal, I knew that we were going to be too much for him, but this is what he needed. And it was a case of, I had a conversation with a colleague, like, we could discount this on the first year and win it, or we could take some things out and then do it the way this other firm have done. And I thought, no, we'd just stick to our guns. And if he doesn't come on board, he doesn't come on board. But we, you know what, we won't have delivered a load of work we've not been paid for. And then lo and behold, someone else has taken that pain. And, you know, that other firm's a really good firm that he went to. They're not, it's not normal for them to get that kind of feedback, but it's because they let scope creep in, right? And they would have known, just like we did, that they're going to need to deliver this other stuff. And they hid it, thought they could deal with it, haven't, and it's caused all these extra issues in their business. So that's it in the real world sort of terms, right? Don't discount, bill for everything that you do, understand what the important tasks are that you should be doing that actually generate, you know, economic benefit to your family, and focus on that, and can't go wrong. Simple as that, Alan. Business isn't difficult sometimes, is it? Bill for everything you do. It sounds stupid. You don't go to a pub and not get charged for the chips, do you? It's, you know.
I've got nothing to add after that, sir. That was a sound summing up.
Excellent. Well, good, because I'm going to let everyone go now because we're well over. So if you like what you've heard, as ever, give us a shout on social. Follow us on Apple Podcast or Spotify or Amazon Podcast or wherever you listen to your podcast. You can find us. Give us a shout out. Give us a like. Give us a follow. We love all of that. Thank you very much for listening. We will be back very soon with more podcast gold. But for now, that's all for me, and it's all for my friend Alan.
Goodbye.
This is the Mind Your Business Podcast.